This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Hey guys, quick thing. The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by Mook Delivery, bringing you the food you love. Mook Delivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with Mook Delivery. So the only question left to say is, are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app and you can get reward points delivered too. So the ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus, rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. And the same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with Mook Delivery. Are you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
It's the weekend. Premier League football is back, but Arsenal need to wait till Sunday to get their North London derby underway. We've got some transfer news to talk about and contract situations to discuss as well as also more leading into that massive game on Sunday. This is the Arsenal News Show. Hello and welcome to the Guna Talk, back with you guys for another episode of what is our Arsenal News Show, joining you every single morning at 8 a.m. UK time. Thank you as always for joining me and making this a part of your morning routines. Hope you're doing good. Hope you're doing well. Please do, if you haven't done so already, drop a like on the video and subscribe to the channel if you're new around here with those notifications turned on so you never miss a show. Let's jump into the chat box, shall we, and see who is around, who is here. We try and reach, of course, 1k likes every single day on the channel. So if you could help us out by just clicking that little thumbs up, it really does help us out, especially on a weekend. Weekends can be sometimes the most challenging. This is going to be, by the way, a slightly condensed show. Got a busy, busy morning taking the car for a service. We all know how that can be. It can be very frustrating and long, but it's going to be a slightly shorter show than usual. So just a heads up on that one. Albrecht, good morning to you, to Martin, to Barney, Peekahoo, Blackshine, Ryan, Gavin, Stephen, Paul, Carlton, Damien, Glenn. We've got Matt G and Martin, Darren, Temi, Steve, Angela, Louis, Stevie, Amira, Rob, Alex, and plenty more of you guys and girls in the chat box as well. Thank you so much, as always, for joining me. You can go and listen back if you're, you know, if you're not done with a slightly shorter show. What you can do, if you haven't done so already, is go back to yesterday's episode of our preview show. I did an episode with Graham and Grant and Tom. Grant, Damien and Tom. I know why Graham stuck in my head. It was Grant, Damien and Tom that joined me yesterday to have a chat about the North London derby. So as soon as you're done here, hop back over to yesterday's preview show and give that a watch if you haven't done so already. We kick off, though, with kind of Arsenal semi-related news. It will affect Arsenal next season, and that is that Arne Slot will replace Jurgen Klopp at Liverpool next season. They have decided upon the replacement for Jürgen and Slot, of course, who has done some work with Arsenal players in the past, like Reece Nelson, for instance, because he is and has been and will continue until the end of this season to be the Feyenoord coach. He has only been really in the managerial sphere for the last 8 years. He started as a very young manager back in 2016, only around 37 years of age at Canberra, went to AZ Alkmaar, and of course is now and has been with Feyenoord for the previous 3 years. With Feyenoord, he managed to win the Eredivisie in 22-23, the KNVB Cup this season just gone. In this season, and he got to the UEFA Europa Conference League final in 2022 as well. So he's very highly rated, still a young manager, only 3 years older than Arteta. So they've still got a young manager. He is a good coach, but it's going to be interesting to see how that transitions over to the Premier League and how he adapts to life with a club the size of Liverpool. But it's an interesting appointment. I think it's a relatively smart one as well from Liverpool. But from my perspective, I'm glad that they didn't get Ruben Amorim. I think he would have been a manager that I would have been quite concerned about Liverpool getting. I think he's a very good coach. But going for Arne Slot is a very interesting one indeed. So one to look out for. Moving to Arsenal specific news, according to Daily Express, Arsenal are said to have tabled a 5-year offer to Joshua Xerxes, the Bologna forward, who, of course, had a very good season playing in Serie A. Has done exceptionally well, actually, and is very much a profile of centre-forward that I think Arsenal like. 22 years of age, nearly 2 metres in height as well. And, he's 1.93. He's very tall. And he scored 11 goals and got 5 assists in 31 Serie A matches for a Bologna side that have done very well this season in Serie A, and he's been a big, big part of that. If this is, of course, true, of which I cannot suggest that I've heard anything to suggest that it is. I've not heard anything to suggest that Arsenal have made this offer from my perspective. It's just from the Daily Express's side. It'd be very interesting indeed to see what we see from him if he does arrive at the club in the summer, amongst a number of young strikers the club are said to be looking at. Now, Postecoglou, ahead of the North London derby this weekend, has been speaking and confirmed that both Pedro Porro and Richarlison are indeed fit to face Arsenal. They will be without Destiny Adoji. We can expect, I think, Ben Davies to probably play that left-back role. And then they've got options in the forward line. You've got Son, Richarlison, you've got Johnson, Kulusevski and Maddison, of course, as well. So there's options for them up top, and it'll be intriguing where and how Postecoglou sees his starting 11, how they approach this game as well. We know they like to attack. We know they don't like to adapt too much to their opponents. Will that fall into Arsenal's favour? We talked a lot about this on yesterday's preview. So again, I recommend you go and catch up on that after today's show. Now, Gabriel is suggested to be in talks over a brand new deal. Sources have confirmed that Arsenal are indeed in talks with the players' representatives and want to reward the player for a second successive season of real top quality performances. Now, some of you may be thinking, well, he only signed a new deal last year. Why would we need to renew him? Well, it creates and promotes, for me, a very good environment. It shows that players have a reason to not only stay at the club, but to perform to the top level. It means that not only when you sign a new contract, does it mean that, you know, that just means Arsenal are going to sit on that deal for 3 or 4 years, and that's what you're going to earn for those next 3 or 4 years. Unlike Chelsea, you want to hand out 8-year contracts, which they're never going to extend. Arsenal instead promote a environment of competition, of wanting to show progress, of wanting to not obviously perform. You expect your players to perform. But I think what this does is it promotes a really good kind of incentive-based contract situation for their players. So people seeing this deal, people seeing that Gabriel would have earned himself a new deal in successive years on improved terms, putting him in line, of course, with some of the other top earners at the club as well. It represents that if you do perform, if you do deliver, Arsenal are willing to, of course, equal that with an improved contract. So I think when you compare that, say, to how Chelsea have dealt with their contract situations, it's a far more promotive and encouraging system than what the Blues have been able to establish. Now, Mikel Arteta, as our final story of the day, did indeed discuss plenty in his press conference yesterday, just running through a little bit of the comments from that. We talked about some of them in the previous show, so I'm not going to go over old ground. But he was asked about how he feels about the title now with Liverpool losing. He says, now we are there and we have to look at ourselves and try to perform in the best possible way to win matches. And I can't wait to see what happens. That's what we discuss. It sounds a bit repetitive, but it's what we do. He was asked about whether it's now a two-horse race after Liverpool were defeated. And he says, I don't think so. I think this league is tremendously demanding and there can still be a lot of turns. We all know how difficult it is to win games in this league. And I think he's right to say that, even though Jurgen Klopp's been coming out and saying it's going to take basically an incredible, what's the word, crisis, I think he used, to deter Liverpool, or rather promote Liverpool back into a commanding position in the table. I think Arteta is right to point out that anything can happen in this situation. He was asked a lot about the schedule, the fact that Arsenal have played four games in the same time that Spurs haven't played at all in the last 14 days that they've had off. He says, we're going to be fully ready. We've had a bit of time as well to recover and prepare from the Chelsea game. I'm sure the team is going to be fully ready to go again on Sunday. I think it was good that that Chelsea game was on Tuesday. It meant that Wednesday was certainly a recovery day. Then we had Thursday, there's potentially more recovery. Friday, training. Saturday, training. Sunday, of course, the game. So I think it was really beneficial to us that we had that game on Tuesday. And then, of course, the derby is on Sunday. Now, he was asked about Jurrien Timber as well. And he gave some very good answers regarding Timber. Very exciting answers, I think. He was asked about whether or not he could be involved on Sunday. And he says, we have to make that decision on Saturday after the training session. He's very close. I don't know if it's too early, but he's very close now. So Jurrien Timber, very close indeed to becoming a brand, well, I say brand new. He basically is brand new, but a brand new part of this Arsenal senior squad. Hopefully, I said Bournemouth, we might see him. I thought Spurs might come too soon, but to see him in the squad would be a massive lift to the team, if indeed he is involved. So that is absolutely excellent. Right, let's go to part two and your questions then, right after this. Okay, we're going to jump into the chat box and tackle some of your questions now for the next 10 minutes. So it's going to be a slightly condensed show this morning because I've got a lot going on. First of all, though, I just want to say a massive thank you to Doc Smith, who's donated 5 memberships to the channel. So whoever was lucky enough to grab hold of one of those, congratulations. I'm glad that you've been receiving Doc Smith's very kind generosity. So looking forward to that. I think Nando may have got a new membership saying thanks. I'm hoping that that's the case. Let us know indeed that if you were given one of those. That's awesome. It's good to see that. AFC says, I made a bet with my mate. If Arsenal win by 3 or more goals, he has to wear an Arsenal shirt to prom and vice versa. I can't wait for a 3-0 win. I hope, mate, that that comes to fruition. Do let us know if it does. We'd love to see that in action. Darren says, is the interest in Xerxes because Arsenal feel he's a better fit for the team or because he would be a cheaper option and the money is needed elsewhere? I don't think necessarily, Darren, that money is too much of an issue for Arsenal going into this summer. I don't predict it to be unless we fail to make significant sales. That is going to be a big part of how Arsenal invest this summer, is by making sure that they get maximum value for some of the players that they, of course, need to move on. But what I would say is that I do think that Xerxes' profile is very, very similar to what Arteta kind of likes from a centre forward. There isn't an obvious candidate at striker. Jokeres comes with his, you know, doubts because he's playing in the Portuguese league, despite the fact that I still rate the guy. I think he's excellent. Isak is not a realistic target, I don't think, even though there's been suggestions Arsenal are interested. I just don't think Newcastle will want to sell. And so therefore, maybe Arsenal will instead opt to go for a younger profile, which they can then mould into more of the centre-forward that they're looking for. Matthew De Souza says, Adrian Clark mentioned that the last 11 times Arsenal went 1-0 down, they have only won once. That's a bit of a concern. It is indeed. I mean, last season we were quite good at responding to going 1-0 down. This season, apparently, that's quite different. I guess we've not necessarily gone 1-0 down in too many games. But we want to show resilience. We want to show combativeness. Hopefully, if that does happen, which I hope it doesn't on Sunday, that we can respond to it. Matthew, what's my starting 11 for Sunday? Well, you'll need to go back and watch the preview show from yesterday. But thank you for allowing me to plug that. That is hugely appreciated. So do go and have a look. Wang Yi says, stop this Xerxes idea, please. He's not an upgrade even on Nketiah. That's just wrong. I don't get this. I'm assuming that maybe you've not seen much of Xerxes, but if you has, he's been excellent this season playing for Bologna. He is definitely a better option than Nketiah. We talk about Gyökeres, Openda and Watkins. You say Sesko as well. There's an irony in that Sesko one because there's actually a lot of similarities between Sesko and Xerxes' seasons this year and stylistically as well to some degree, not like for like, but certainly there are some traits that are similar. So I don't get the whole putting them down, you know. There's very few players, I think, that we've been linked to that aren't an upgrade on Nketiah with respect to the England international. But I do think we need to move on from him. Xerxes is certainly a better player and a better option for Arsenal than Nketiah is. If you were in a Champions League final and you bring in a player, think about that Bayern game. If you had the opportunity to bring on Xerxes from the bench or Nketiah, I'd far more prefer Xerxes by a considerable distance. Mix, what about the links to Rashford? I love the different Knox video on him. I haven't actually checked out Alex's video yet on Rashford. What I would say is that I do empathise with the point of view that people feel as though you see what he's done with Havertz, what could he do with Rashford? Now, I said before that I don't think Arsenal had space for two project players in their squad. But is there an argument that Havertz is no longer a project player? Is there an argument now that I think we've seen the fulfillment of our investment to a degree with Havertz? I think that he has delivered upon what we invested in him. And I think he's now what you'd say an established player in our team. So I think maybe there is scope for Arsenal to look at a player like a Rashford and say, there's obvious quality there. Give him a new lease of life. Give him some freedom and a clean slate and see what he could do. Rashford's an excellent talent. He's a brilliant player. He's not having a great time at Man United. Neither are many players at Man United. It doesn't mean that he's a bad player at all. I like Rashford a lot. And I'd welcome him, I think, with open arms to Arsenal if Arsenal can get that type of deal done. I think he's a player that just needs a new clean start, quite frankly. Dan says, how much would Xerxes cost? I hear for a few Italian heavyweights are running in. I think that around 40 million is the suggestion, I think, of what he might cost from Bologna, which is a lot of money for a Bologna player. They would absolutely, I think they'd love to get that amount of money into their club. Zach says, with the departure of Elneny and potentially Partey or Jorginho, would you be looking to add one player, add one player of real quality and promote from within, like a Lokonga, or add two players like a Bruno and a Fofana? I think it depends very much on how much money we have, the freedom, the options, of course, that are out there. We absolutely need to add one. If both of Partey and Jorginho were to leave, I think we need to leave two. But I think if you replace Partey with one coming in and you promote from within, say, a Miles Lewis-Skelly, perhaps, you know, as an option to get some more time playing in that first team, maybe that's enough. Ethan Ranieri is another one that I want to see given more time. I know he's not a deep midfielder, but certainly he's a midfield option for us playing an attacking role. You could play him as that player alongside Odegaard, potentially with Rice or Partey or a DM that you've bought playing deeper. And I want to see Nuneri get more minutes next season. I think he needs to get more minutes at senior level next season as well. So I think one might be enough and then promote somewhat from within. Lokonga, that's an interesting one. Very interesting to see what happens with Lokonga. He's had a very good season at Luton when he's been available, but injuries have certainly disrupted his season. But he's been very good when he's been available for them. He might get us a good fee in the summer. Lou Mann says, Tom, project players are only considered a success if they land you a trophy. I mean, not necessarily true. Depends on the way that you look at it. But if you could say that about a lot of our players that don't have trophies at the moment. You know, William Saliba doesn't have a trophy beyond the Community Shield. I mean, if you want to count that or not, the English Super Cup, to make it sound a little bit more prestigious. But I don't necessarily think that it means that you can just say, oh, well, they haven't won anything. We were talking yesterday, actually, on the preview show about Odegaard and, you know, Liam Brady goes down as one of the best players in Arsenal's history. He only ever won an FA Cup at the club during the 70s because it was a really difficult period for Arsenal during that time. Yeah, if you're doing an Arsenal all-time 11, Liam Brady goes straight in. There is no debate. You put Patrick Vieira and Liam Brady in the middle and there is no one else that you can put in alongside him that makes any sense because Brady was one of the most talented players in the club's history playing in that period. So you don't necessarily need that key trophy to say that you were a brilliant player, successful player, because it depends upon the context. I hope that Arsenal can bring in the trophy as well to showcase what Havertz is capable of and is remembered perhaps better. But I think perhaps the younger generation as well don't necessarily look back on football in the same way anymore. And I'm saying that now as a 29-year-old. You know, I used to think that, oh, I hated it when people used to talk about me as like a 19-year-old. But I kind of empathise with it to some degree. I definitely see it to some degree that there is a lack of kind of understanding of what things were like. It's worth going and doing your research back to what Arsenal were way before that you're you started supporting them. Ben says, I'd rather get Lautaro Martinez than Xerxes, and I'm not even a huge fan, but he would be a guaranteed start. I mean, not necessarily. He works. Lautaro Martinez tends to work better in a two-man striker system. He's a good player. He's a very, very good player. But he tends to work when he's playing alongside somebody else than playing as a kind of a lone nine. That's why for Argentina, he tends not to be as effective because you've got a midfield three and a front three where it doesn't necessarily grant him the best option, Lautaro Martinez. But without a doubt, he's a very talented player. But I'm not sure system-wise he fits into what Arsenal are ultimately looking to do. Yassine says, hi Tom, first live show in a while. Do you think that we could sign Somerville from Leeds? He's a really talented player. I think he's being linked with Spurs. I think Spurs are potentially looking at him. He's a very Spurs type signing, I think, actually, similar to Johnson, I guess, and to some degree some of the other players they've signed in recent years. I don't know if or not he would be of the level required for Arsenal, but he's a very talented player, and I think if Arsenal did it, it'd be just to bring in competition for our forward line. But he's a talented kid. I just think I'm looking at Arsenal trying to sign somebody of a higher calibre, but maybe I'm overlooking him, which I'm more than happy to throw my hands up and say that I am if proven that's the way forwards. Jürgen says, is it allowed to drop a game just so your rivals don't win the league? I'm thinking about City against Spurs. I think that Ange Postecoglou wouldn't have it that way. I think he will go into that game trying to win it whilst they can still, of course, try and get somewhere in the table. The problem is that it's the penultimate game of their season, which means that by that point, they may indeed not still be in the race for Champions League places. They may have very little to play for. And that's the problem that we've got with that game, which is a shame. But it is the reality of the end of the season. Anyway, I did say it was going to be a shorter show this morning, and I'm going to stick to that because I've got a lot of stuff going on. As I said, if you're not done and you want to listen to more Arsenal content, you can go watch our preview show, which we uploaded yesterday. If you haven't dropped a like on the video already, please do. Sometimes these shorter shows are a much greater challenge to get up to our 1K like challenge. So please, if you haven't done so, do drop a like on the video. If you're listening on audio platforms, that's the call for you to hop over to YouTube and show your support by dropping a like on the video as well. Have a fantastic Saturday. Enjoy the football. Relax yourselves. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning for the final words ahead of a very, very big game in North London. Stay safe, stay well, stay happy and respectful. And as always, up the Arsenal.
It's the 90 plus minute. All your mates around and you've got a McNuggets share box ready to go and you know a late winner's coming. Your mates already got booked for a double dip in and you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfection. Order now on the McDonald's app for your McDelivery. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.